Some healing energy there with that music by Whitaker, Light of Gold, and the Alora Festival Singers singing away. Well, I have a special guest on the line, and most of us know Parkinson's disease as a movement disorder, but what many people don't realize is that it is now the fastest growing neurological disease in the world. Rates have more than doubled over the past 25 years, and researchers are learning more every year about prevention, environmental factors, exercise, the importance of brain health. On June 7th, Parkinson's South Georgian Bay is bringing together internationally recognized experts, healthcare professionals, advocates, caregivers, and people living with Parkinson's for a unique day of learning, inspiration, and community at the Collingwood Curling Club. Joining us is the executive director of Parkinson's South Georgian Bay, Tracy Burton. Welcome.
Thank you, Danielle. Happy to be here.
I know you must be super busy right now preparing for this event in just a couple of days. And I just want to introduce maybe the whole backdrop of what's going on. Parkinson's now being the fastest growing neurological disease. Why are rates rising so dramatically?
Well, that's a great question, and one which we hope to at least start answering over the next whatever years. Dr. Ray Dorsey is coming to join us from New York City, from Atria Health. He's one of the lead neurologists in the world, and he believes that it's a policy issue, that we have this wonderful, fast-paced life, and we get beautiful things, but all those beautiful things come at a little cost, especially to some of our people. And we're going to talk about those environmental factors that are causing disease, cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, a lot of that, and we're going to talk about what you can do about it.
Now, why the festival concept, June 7th? What inspired your team to create this June festival? And you describe it as more than simply a Parkinson's event. What do you mean by that?
Because Parkinson's is more than a disease. It's actually not a disease. It's more of a syndrome. And the best way to treat it is with exercise education and then empowering the person who gets labeled with this disease. So exercise is probably even more effective than medication right now. Medication, we need it, but 35% reduction in symptoms with exercise. So we just thought, why not give it to you how we teach it when we're here at Parkinson's South Georgian Bay? When people come to meet us, we definitely put them on bikes, we run them through fitness routines, and then to empower them and to help them move better. And then we always talk about education and we put it back in their hands. How can you live better today? So we're running the whole event the same way, raising a little money as we go, because as we know, it costs, we have to raise a little bit, and that's our fundraising event. We have a great turnout coming so far. We have 60 allied health professionals already registered and about 200 coming to the Parkinson's plan, and we have 70 cyclists. We've already raised $25,000. So we're hoping, you know, who knows what the limit is. I have no limit. So yeah, it's great.
And can people support the fundraiser even if they don't want to get on that bike?
100%. We have peer fundraising. You can donate now at parkinsonssouthgeorgianbay.ca. Yeah, and that all that money stays with us. We are one of the few local nonprofits for Parkinson's disease that actually has feet on the ground. We help our people here every day live better with this disease.
So who is the event designed for? Is it only those living with Parkinson's? And why should people who don't have Parkinson's care about this issue?
It's for everyone. This, I actually truly believe that everyone should be here. Everyone, anyone, kids, grandkids, grandparents, with or without Parkinson's. Parkinson's is on a 60% increase this year. We hit 12 million people at the end of 2025. That number has doubled since 2018. It's expected to double again by 2035. What's happening? We need to actually address that cause together, and we need to work together to live better with it, or actually hopefully prevent it over the next generation anyway. And we have it in three stages. So the fundraiser first, the Parkinson's One Hell of a Ride, and then this Doc Talk Lunch and Learn is specific for allied health professionals. That means your chiropractor, your massage therapist, your nurse, your physiotherapist, your doctor, your neurologist, your orthopedic surgeon even should all come. We will feed you, and we're going to put two people, Bryce Perry and Carl Beach, two of our panelists, have had a combined, they think, from symptomatology to diagnosis and now to longevity with their disease. They have over 40 years experience with this disease together. I think we're going to offer a different opportunity to our allied health professionals too. I'm a nurse by training, so to look at this from a different perspective. this is what we see, this is what's happening, how can we empower each other, you to effectively treat us and us to be effectively treated? What do you need to know and how can we present that to you? We have a great turnout coming so far. We have 60 allied health professionals already registered and about 200 coming to the Parkinson's plan, and we have 70 cyclists. So we're hoping, you know, who knows what the limit is. I have no limit. So yeah, it's great.
And tell me a little bit about Dr. Ray Dorsey. You mentioned his name. Why is his participation so significant at this event?
Well, you know, he and Dr. Michael Okun, so Ray Dorsey and Michael Okun, they're both neurologists, and they both practice, their practices are specifically with Parkinson's patients. And they've written a few books. I actually found him when I joined Parkinson's South Georgian Bay as their executive director. And I was just researching, what can I do to help our people live better every day? And I called Ray and that Dr. Dorsey. And isn't that crazy? He actually answered me back. He's a world leader. He just finished at the World Parkinson's Conference. He's not coming to Canada any other time. And he decided to come to us in Georgian Bay. It's amazing.
Fantastic. June 7th. All right. June 7th, Parkinson's South Georgian Bay is bringing together internationally recognized experts, healthcare professionals, caregivers, and it will be quite an event, historic event. You can find out more information at psgb.ca, psgb.ca, Parkinson's South Georgian Bay. I'm speaking with the executive director today, Tracy Burton. Despite the rising numbers, Tracy, you say there's some reason for optimism. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think before, years ago when you were first diagnosed, so this is only a 200-year-old disease, and in the last 60 years, it's really increased in North America. And I think we treated it before as if you had a disease that was only going downhill. But right now we know you can actually stabilize it a bit. Better drugs, better treatments, deep brain stimulation, and exercise, which we didn't believe in before, but now that's changed, can really have you live a very long, healthier life, 25 to 40 years with this disease. We don't have to die a quick life with it. People don't know.
Join Tracy and her crew Sunday, June 7th at the Collingwood Curling Club. For full event details, visit psgb.ca. The day is built around three simple ideas: exercise, educate, empower. Thank you, Tracy. All the best on this event.
Thank you, Daniel. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday.